96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The town of Hayward is reminding residents that the fall partisan primary is coming up on Tuesday, August 11th. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Voters can still request an absentee ballot by mail through My Vote Wisconsin or by contacting their local clerk. In-person absentee voting begins Tuesday, July 28th and runs through Friday, August 7th at the town clerk's office. The town also encourages voters to register before Election Day to help speed up the process, though Wisconsin voters can still register at the polls with proof of residence and a valid photo ID. You can find more information at myvote.wi.gov or by contacting your local clerk. The Aging and Disability Resource Center in Spooner is inviting family caregivers to attend its Family Caregiver Voices event later this week. Caregivers from across Burnett, Polk, St. Croix, Washburn, and Douglas counties, along with the Lacoutere tribe, are encouraged to attend. The event includes a free lunch, a short caregiver documentary, and an open forum where caregivers can share their stories with state lawmakers and candidates. According to the Resource Center, more than 580,000 family caregivers provide unpaid care in Wisconsin each year, contributing an estimated 490 million hours of care valued at more than $7.9 billion annually. Organizers say the goal of the event is to raise awareness and encourage supportive policy solutions for family caregivers. The Family Caregiver Voices event will be held Thursday, July 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Spooner High School, which is located at 801 County Highway A. Attendees are encouraged to pre-register. You can find more information on the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Washburn County Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering up to $150,000 in grants to help bring electronics recycling to underserved parts of the state. The funding is available to businesses, local and tribal governments, and nonprofit organizations that want to start a permanent electronics collection site or host a one-day recycling event between October of this year and the end of 2027. The DNR says many electronics, including televisions, computers, and cell phones, can't legally be thrown in the trash under Wisconsin's electronics recycling law. They say priority will go to counties that don't already have a permanent East Cycle Wisconsin collection site open to the public. In northern Wisconsin, that includes Iron, Price, Taylor, and Forest counties. Since 2022, the grant program has helped establish 9 permanent collection sites and more than 100 collection events, mostly in rural communities. Applications for the grants are due by 5 p.m. on August 31st. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's East Cycle Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Nearly 100 people gathered at Bayview Park in Ashland last Thursday for a rally honoring missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives. The event was part of the Week of Resistance, a week of construction monitoring, educational workshops, and community gatherings opposing Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline reroute around the Bad River Reservation. During the rally, people gathered in a circle on the grass to listen to various speakers as red dresses and shirts hung throughout the park honoring those missing or murdered. Among the speakers was Bad River Band tribal member Renan Goodrich, founder of the Native Lives Matter Coalition and a member of the Indigenous Women's Treaty Alliance.
We want to recognize our missing, our murdered, our Indigenous women and relatives and families and communities that are directly impacted. As Indigenous people, I do not know a single family that is indigenous, that is, has not been impacted by MMIWR.
Goodrich says the red dresses are a quiet form of advocacy, honoring those who have been lost while reminding the community that the crisis continues. She says the MMIWR crisis is directly connected to extractive industries and pipeline projects.
With the influx of our man camps and the influx of men that are cash heavy from Enbridge into our indigenous communities, communities that border tribal nations, we see, as domestic violence and sexual assault advocates, we see this uptick in our shelters, the counts, the numbers of women being serviced, and how we are directly impacted.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs estimates there are approximately 4,200 missing and murdered Indigenous cases that remain unsolved nationwide. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
the Packers open their books. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers holding their shareholders meeting. Team president Ed Policy says due to some construction costs and big player contracts like Micah Parsons, the team reporting an operating loss of just over $1 million.
Number one, the Packers remain in very solid financial footing, and we're in a very strong position. We've got a very strong balance sheet. But number two, we have, I think, shown through these financials that we are going to invest whatever it takes to field a championship caliber team.
Training camp practice begins on Wednesday. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 yesterday to take the series 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski getting the win. How's the mood in the clubhouse?
Yeah, doing great. I mean, guys are in a good spot. You know, clubhouse energy is high right now, so it's really fun to be in here.
The Miz now 11-4 for the season. Tonight, they take on the Giants to kick off a 6-game schedule on the West Coast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a little patchy smoke out there in the air, otherwise partly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.